Welcome to page 17 at the bottom. Jacob becomes Israel. Okay, this is a very little story, but it's worth having its own little block because this is so significant that Jacob's name changes. We've already seen Abraham's name change to Abram, and now Jacob's name is going to change to Israel. Okay, and this happens through a wrestling match. Now, there's kind of two funny stories here that happen with Jacob, and it's worth going back and highlighting the Jacob's ladder story. I did skip over it earlier. This happens when Jacob is fleeing from his home country and from Esau on his way to his uncle Laban, and before he meets his wives, he lays down to sleep, and he has this dream of angels ascending and descending a ladder, and he wakes up and he says, this place God has been here, and he calls it Bethel, and then he moves on. Okay, so this story I'm about to tell you from Genesis 32, is different, okay? It's on his way back. He's traveling again. He has sent his family on ahead of him, and he goes to this place, and he wrestles this man alone. And there's so many moral ways to take this. So many ways to talk about like wrestling with God and all these moral imagery. But the fact of the plot of the story is that he wrestles this man until he wins, and the man breaks his hip, and Jacob holds him until he gives him his name and until he tells him his name. Let me read it just so you understand what I'm trying to tell you. We are at Genesis 32, starting at 22. That same night, Jacob arose and took his two wives, his two maids, his 11 children, and crossed the foot of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and Jacob's thigh was put out of the joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What's your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Pray tell me, what is your name?" But he said, "Why is it you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his thigh. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the sinew of the hip, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh on the sinew of the hip. Okay, so before he reunites with his brother Esau, Jacob wrestles with God. And this is a pivotal moment of his journey. Here he receives the name Israel. This name literally means to wrestle with God. It's the name of the nation that's going to come forth from his 12 sons. So they're not called the Abrahamites. They're called the Israelites, okay? So this is a big deal. And he was born with the name Jacob, which means thief or usurper. And now he kind of gets a part two. He's no longer going to be this usurper thief. He is blessed. He is given the birthright. He is, blessed by God and given a new name. So this happens on his way back to meet Esau. And then the next chapter, this funny little thing happens in Genesis 33, where he lines up his children in order of favorites in order to meet his brother Esau. So Esau comes out with 400 men to meet him, which does not look like a welcoming party. Jacob thinks he's going to die. So he lines up his people. Listen to this, Genesis 33, starting with 1. So he divided the children among Leah and Rachel and the two maids. And he put the maids and their children in front, then Leah with her children, and then Rachel and Joseph last of all. So he literally is like, all right, if you guys are going to die, let's see if we can save Joseph's life most. Like, of course the brothers hate Joseph. Why would they not? Their father shows crazy favoritism towards this kid. But anyways, all is well because Esau has forgiven his brother. No big deal. He falls on him. He kisses him. He welcomes him back home. And Jacob, now Israel, and his children live in the land happily for a long time until certain brothers get too jealous and sell their little brother into slavery. That's a story of Joseph, and that's on the next page.